And I would like to remind you guys that I am just one big piece of filthy shit stuck in a gutter, like not really like doing great, but doing okay. Hey guys, welcome back to the I Will Converse podcast. I'm so happy that I'm back after a year and a half-ish. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So anyway, yeah, today was just absolute shit. Absolute shit. I fucking knew it was gonna be shit, and I knew it. I knew it from yesterday. I should have prepared myself that it was going to be shit. Okay, so here we go. So yesterday, I woke up not feeling that great. And what would somebody do that's not feeling that great? They would rest, right? Not me, wrong. I wake up and my mom's just like, hey, like, kiddo, time to get on the road. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm actually like not feeling that great. And she's like, oh, well, time to, you got a cleaning job to do today. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna like fucking pretend like I'm not feeling awesome and just go with it. Go with it. Not only do I do this cleaning job, I go to the hospice center to visit my grandpa, and then I think, oh, you know what's going to clear my mind in this sickness, whatever thing it is, headache? A run. I'm going to go on a run. And I went on a run, and I ran in the cold air, which was not a freaking good idea. And then this morning, I wake up with the worst migraine that I've had in a while. And I wake up at 7 a.m. and I work Pacific time hours. And so I'm like, okay, I don't really have to be like a person until 11, 1130. Because like these companies I'm calling on, like they're not, you know, and they don't start until like 9 a.m. California time. So I'm like, all right, I still have time to nurse this migraine away. I'm like, if it's not gone by like 10 a.m., I'm just gonna text my boss like, hey, like not doing too great. 10 o'clock does roll around and I'm like, hey, not doing too great. And she's like, oh, it's okay. Like, you know, she lets me take the day, and I'm thinking this is gonna be a 10-day migraine because that's what it felt like. I was like, this is gonna be a 10-day migraine. And I'll get through it today, but I was puking this morning from the amount of pain. I was puking for like a few hours. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, usually if I get a migraine, I can waddle my way through it. But today, I couldn't. I just was puking in a bag by my bed. And I'm like, that's it. I quit this migraine. And I finally fall asleep and I'm sleeping, and then I wake back up because like the migraine, I'm just so tired. I'm like, I can't see out of my eyes, and I'm befuddled as to why this is happening on a fucking Monday. Like, why couldn't it happen Saturday? But guess what? Here's my stupidity. It started coming on Saturday night and I ignored it. I was like, this is not going to be it. I'm like, Saturday night me. I'm like, Saturday. Whoa, not going to be me. I'm not going to wake up with a migraine on Monday morning. No, bitch, you were so fucking wrong. You woke up puking. And then guess what this migraine has the audacity to do? So I'm thinking like, okay, well, this is going to be a 10-day migraine. Like, it's not going to be great. It goes away at 6 p.m. And I'm thinking like, couldn't you have lasted until like 9 p.m.? Because now I feel like a piece of shit that it cleared up 2 hours before my workday ends. Like, you're very, I just was so, I was mad. And this is the first time I've ever been mad that a migraine cleared up. I'm like, not that I wanted to come back, because I seriously don't. I wish I could stop getting migraines, but then my brain's just like, you could have like cleared up that shit by like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and then we could have had like a nice night. But it's like, no, you should feel guilty for having it clear like 2 hours before your work day ends. Like, who the fuck are you? And my brain's just like sitting in my head, and I'm like, I can't with my brain today. I just really can't. And then my brain starts thinking of all this random shit because I have ADHD. My brain just like, hey, remember the one time you saw your dead friend before you ever saw like a dick in real life? And I'm like, why did I think of that? Like, why? But anyway, so my brain's just a bit like scattered. And I fly to New York City tomorrow, so I'm like, I better not have a migraine on the plane. And I'm kind of like not nervous, but I have trepidations about migraines and planes because my migraines, when they're here, like, you gotta give them about a week to kick them out, you know? Like, I'll have a migraine for a day and then I'll be like, okay, well, it's probably gonna come back tomorrow, which it always does. And I'm like, if I get this motherfucker on a plane 36,000 feet in the air, I'm going to blow somebody's head off. Like, that's just gonna be what it is. I'm gonna blow somebody's head off. I'm kidding. I'm not really gonna harm anybody, but I might just, like, I don't know, lean back. Oh my god. But I seriously don't want to get migraines anymore. So then this happened. So I have the migraine this morning and then I book a doctor's appointment. Like, I just got a new job and I didn't have like healthcare before. So I couldn't afford to see a doctor. And I book an appointment today and I'm like, I have a severe migraine. Like, I just need medicine because I took 1,000 milligrams of Excedrin and it's not working. I'm like, over the past like 3 days, I probably took 4,000 milligrams, which is very not healthy. And I know that's not healthy. I know I should probably be worried or something. I don't know. But then this doctor's like, 8 check-in video visits not working. And they're like, oh, you can't join the video visit because our 8 check-in system hasn't been notified that you filled out the order forms yet or whatever. And I'm like, your system keeps crashing on me. And then ZocDoc reminds me that I skipped the appointment. And I'm like, no. I did not skip this appointment. I was there, but it wouldn't let me go through. And I'm like, I just want sumatriptan for my migraine medication thing. I'm like, I just need it. Sumatriptan's like a migraine medication. And they gave it to me when I was hospitalized for my migraines. My aunt takes it. And sometimes when I would get migraines, my aunt would give me some. But my aunt lives in New York City and I'm about 500 miles away. So she can't like give it to me right now. But it works. And I'm like, I need this because if I get migraines before work like this, I want to be able to pop the pill and then go to work, not puke. But then doctors, like, they interview you over several weeks. They're like, oh, do you really know what a migraine is? And I'm like, yes. I've been getting them ever since I was sexually assaulted in college. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, that's not supposed to be funny, but to me, I'm just like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, my one side of my head literally feels like it's being cut open by a box cutter, and it feels like my brain is being grated by a cheese grater. Like, what do you want me to say? And then they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a migraine, but we need to do brain scans. And I'm like, really? Really? And then they're like, so do you puke from these migraines? And I'm like, yeah, if the pain's like at 11 out of 10, you know, pain rating, yeah, I'm puking because of the pain. And they're like, oh, okay, well, maybe we should give you some Zofran. And I'm like, yes, that would be great. Thank you, because I want to be a functioning member of society that just doesn't, you know, like, I don't care about dealing with the migraines. I just want to be able to fix them, you know? And it's hard. It's so hard. I'm like, so hard. And then, so with therapy, even, like, I just got a new therapist last week and I don't even know what to say. I tell her, I'm like, she's like, so how are you feeling? And I'm like, I put in the notes that I'm like severely depressed, but I'm severely happy as well. And I'm like, does that make sense? And she's like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm a happy person. I just carry depression on the back of my back with a backpack. It's kind of like, and I told her that my depression's kind of like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And you know, when you get the Happy Meal and you get the unwanted toy, but like, you have the toy in the bag, you're not going to use it, but the toy's there and you're not happy that it's necessarily there, but it's there. But are you still going to eat the hamburger and the french fries even though the toy was stuck in the bag? Yeah, that's what having depression is like. It's like it's a toy that's in the bag that you don't want. You wake up with it every day and you just get on with it. But you're still happy because you get to eat the hamburger and french fries, but you're still like you got that toy next to your fun items. That's what depression is kind of like for me. And I tell her, I'm like, yeah, I am happy with my life, but I'm also like, you know, depressed. Not that I can control that. And then she's like, well, you just gotta like not think about it. And I'm like, wow, I am so happy that somebody has said that, because it's not like I've been told that 1,000 different times. Am I right? And then she's like, so you just gotta like let go of the past. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let go of the past. I don't know how people do that yet, but I'm gonna do it. And then she's like, so your medications? And I'm like, yes, thank you. I can at least rely on my medications to help, because this, I don't know. I'm like, I'm gonna give her a few chances because it was only the first appointment, but I'm just like, I'm exhausted. Plus my grandpa's in hospice, so anyways, I don't want to make this like podcast too long, but I just wanted to say I'm back after a year and a half, and I'm so sorry that I was gone for so long. And I just want to say, guys, if you've been listening to my episodes, like, thank you. And I know this episode was very ADHD and chaotic. I don't care. I hope y'all are having a great Monday. Okay, toodaloo, bye.